Welcome, dear listeners, to the Moment of Truth, a moment to listen, to reflect, and to find solace in the Word of God. Whether you're at home, in your car, or taking a quiet moment, join Prophet Emmanuel Osiakoto as he delves into the sacred scriptures and explores the profound teachings of God that light up our path.
Jesus will say, now the Spirit of God, I can go and call him to come. Because these ones, the 120, they are very much matured for the Holy Ghost to dwell upon. Because now their motive is towards me. Their passion is me. So Holy Ghost, go and live in that. Some of us, can I tell you something? We have all fallen to sin before. In my past, we fell into sin. I fell into sin. But when God brought me out and I encountered the real Holy Ghost, Jesus, or you really spiritual, really, or both spiritual, really, 4x4, 800x800, freestyle, sign up with your mama, gab or spiritual sin. Jesus, on no level, no woman, on no pono, no, and we also have a more on the team. Or John cannot help no. Ah, do you know the people, the things I've encountered? Me see me go secondary school, I could preach you. Me see, SU leaders, they are addicted. I went to preach about sexual morality. Yeah, that's what I meant. I didn't go to preach about how to pick courses in university. Was your same car? Yeah, SU, I'll say courses. And me see, I preach about sexual morality. President, vice president, secretary, assistant secretary, yeah, all of them are struggling with sexual sin. Me see, me if you school mom, me wura home, I feel, how na me see, me go be, how no be tell me say no, or for bad pant, po no wash hand, no bad hand, no a picture of banana good pant, no, oh yeah, tell me, na me just na me yeah, is Jesus, because me feel say be na me bad, but me say, hey, debut, if you move level no, jai. I'm a good boy. I realize I'm a good boy. Ayima, we are good. Let me cast me a bad damn debi. Hey! Shadada! I saw a picture of Bandugu Panty and I say, yeah. I saw. Bandaba Panama in Panty and Masturbity. Yeah. You see how wild some of them are? Yeah, things like this. Ne, Janaka, ne, Yebekachi, say, there are many believers who are foolish. Who have made them foolish? Because when believers come into the church, what they need is to be taught. Yeah. What have you been teaching them? Believe our bar or tip bonimu bebri. Oba unhu say a nice conference. Unhu bibia nice. O tie di abana. Oh, kiso sum ti di abemo onya ni. And it's also fakey. No nya sadden ko be fakey. Yenya hum Brazil. Mese fathers no. O muncha sadna desana desana no. Mese bibia say ni ho. The spirit of truth is no more there. So there's a wrestling. There are many people who would have loved to go to their fathers about Omusuru. Because they have found Christ and they felt said, if they go, something will happen. Yeah. Shall say baby. In the name of wisdom. In the name of wisdom. When you and then Yesu shall say. And then Christo Esra say kasanti. Do you know what it means to honor the fathers? Okay. To honor the fathers is to honor them in how they have exalted Christ in their life. And to bless them with your substance in a way to appreciate their effort for teaching the truth. Yeah. So, if they preach something that we find in the scripture to be error, does it mean we don't have the right to question them and ask? Because according to what we are reading and what we are saying, it doesn't match. One father in Nigeria says, if you don't pay tithe, you go to hell. It's an error. And one preacher also in Nigeria who is a son to the father says, you cannot correct fathers. So you see, so it means we have to take the error like that because it's father. That is what is leading us to hell. Do you know why there are false prophets, especially in our nation here, Ghana? Do you know why? Okay, let me tell you why. It's because the truth was no more being preached. What we're seeing over the decades was ministry. Ministry is not truth. It's service to the body of Christ. But the preaching And the rebuking of error is the truth. When you see rebuking of things that are happening right from the onset, it means the truth is there. They never did that. Today, one big man of God, Nirina San Janibim, and normal son confirm me. Yeah. Nirina San Janibim. Under strange circumstances, when you're hearing from the sources that are coming, and a nephew, Nyema Wakafa, Master, you follow fathers and go to hell. You follow, you don't follow father and go to hell. Do you know why I'll be bold enough to tell you, say, you can follow me? It's when I know I'm dying for this thing. Whatever I will have to lose to make sure that I preach the truth to you, let me lose it. I've told God that. Let me lose it. Anything I have to lose to maintain the church, I'll lose it. Sure. Because as far as I know, I'll give an account to the souls that God entrusted to me. Some account. Me ma ubi moja. Me ma nyami me bisa me ubi a moja waha. Umoja seya. Enye nyami bitu ni nyami. Me ma nyami bisa me. Because me kanu kwen nechireo. How many of you have seen me even correct some of my errors in the past? I've corrected them many times. Yes. Me in chow kukra. Because I saw in any media. So in any media. I won't train my daughters to come and become ministers in my church because it's my church. If the call of God is upon them to serve, fine. But it's not their own. And your family business, it's not their own. City of Consecration Ministry. And your major part, I'll give them their inheritance. In Tiasian war, yeah, because we don't feel like it's ours, we don't want to have that sense of feeling that the church belongs to me. And then it'll be at the night, and then I'm a domiano. Let me cut that here. Hey, I'm a baby, Cassie. Gosh, I'm a man. 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 I'm a is it too much? Too much. Manoa didn't do wrong. When he said, and can I tell you something? When he said, and I made bash when I was praying, I said, Holy Ghost, today what is it? Because my baby, Miss me jarring, I'm saying, didn't hear me every day. I think, no, my bomb pious, I'm not getting the vibes. What is wrong? Speak to me, Lord. No, on cashy in so. On cashy. I'm a officer sometimes. No, I can't. They're you. Salam in Tishi. See ya. Minanti ya mini boy minima. Say they don't have spiritual favor. One arm I shifted. Yeah, and I'm the gumusui. So I'm saying, I'm going to go and add here. Because. Fiti fieni na wankasao. Maybe do a mini boy. You should say, bye. I'm going to say. They don't have any spiritual favor. I just say, I want somebody to identify. They just say, move back so I'm never a hono. Because the man, oh, enjoy the year. Oh, enjoy. Master, Edmond, and then I'm home to do we are, we are Jumahunu. Yeah. Saying I'm home to do yes, Edmond, papa, papa. So today we are calling upon government to shut down today because Kagame, Yewo, Rwanda. Go to Rwanda and see the dryness of lack of spirituality. Master, I say, Nigerian men of God have been there. I say, and Ampa. Yes, because of genocide, I didn't see anything. People don't even like to go to church. They have changed churches into schools. Yeah. And the thing is, so, the devil will give you success to make you feel, say, there's no need for God. That's what is happening to Rwanda. And that's what some of the preachers are thinking, say, because there's too much rot in Ghana. No, the rot is from the top. There is what there's a problem in the body of Christ is the kind of spirit and the kind of leadership. Let me show you two things about this body. Huh? Can I show you two things about this body? When they cut off your head, what will happen? If somebody cuts off my head, what will happen to me? I'll die. Huh? Okay. Mental disorder, what will happen to me? I'll suffer. I'll go mad. Huh? I'll be in the streets. I'll go naked. I'll act not accordingly. I'll act abnormally. Maybe because there's something wrong up here. And we are called the body of Christ. So if there's something wrong in the head, you know, you hear what I'm saying? If there's something wrong with the head, the body will act abnormally. That's what is happening. That is first one. Now, you see this body. Okay, if they pull out my heart, what will happen to me? Yes, if somebody takes a knife and cuts out my heart, what will happen to me? Can you see the heart? Okay. Likewise, we cannot see the spirit. So if they take out the spirit of God, what happened to the church? Okay. So without the Holy Spirit in the body of Christ is dead. This is the condition of the church in Africa, even right now as I'm talking to you. There's lunatism in the head. And the spirit of God also has been driven out. The heart has been taken. The heart of the ministry has been taken out, which is the spirit. So the church is a lifeless body. Lying down. That's what it says. So I used to think that the church was sick. No, it's dead. Because Jesus said, you have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. You have a reputation. You have a testimony that you are alive, but you are dead. Yeah. And was giving it to a church. He was writing to a church. He was speaking to a church. Is somebody hear what I'm saying at all? So am I helping you? So this is the condition. So if God should tell me, sir, I should build the ecclesia, and I tell him back that it's the spirit of God that guides, what kind of church do you think the Lord is trying to build here? One, the leadership must be correct. Yeah. Oh, I will say, we have to drive it out. Oh, you're not here. Somebody shout, Oseke. Yeah. Any lunatism, biara, is being driven out. Yeah. So now do you understand the condition of the body of Christ? So we are trying to build a church that can marry Christ. You see, a church that Christ can marry. A man with broken heart. A wife that will not break the heart of Christ and take his heart out of the bride. So we are doing heart transplant. Instead of having the Holy Spirit, we are receiving the spirit of the world. Yeah, we are exchanging the Holy Spirit for the spirit of the world. So now the heartbeat of the church is the world. It is no more our Lord. I get me. The church is not unto our Lord. It's now unto the world. So we are no more separated from the world, though. We are lovers of the world. He who loves the world and the things in it is my enemy. But now we are loving it. Yes. So the church of Christ now have become an enemy of God. That's why in this condition, you can't say, men of God must be united. What kind of unity? Because in the leadership, we don't need lunatic to be part of it. If something is touching in the head, you are sick. You know what I'm saying? To us, a bunch of good ones, which are not kwasiebi jine mu. Kasi kwasiebi. Yeah. I do not know what you're saying. Oh, yeah. Maybe I say, maybe you're a pescao. Oh, yeah, present your member, but no, dear, no, no, jeans come. Okay, you see, for the sake of unity. So, it is still now, we are still keeping the head lunatic. Yeah, you will seke. Yes, hallelujah. Yeah, that's why the church is suffering. If the leadership is talking, look at the kind of Christian council we have. Then we have a man of God from Kumasi. Say, Christian council, I'm very attracted. Your man can no so no, or a false prophet, or 40 days. You see? Yeah, and they are shutting down. And you're a Christian council, a body, representing the church in Ghana. And you can't even regulate something to shut him down. I come more governmental support. Obey your sorrow by her. No, who's the same one man to be brand was it? But only Miss Munko who take only Miss Obianka who tell Christian Castle and talk. You cannot get wrong. Imagine say Paul Mereso. Oh my God. Obiaba Jama, so I didn't know some of them. So I didn't know. Now I'm from Nipper Jama Boon Sam. I'll be there in the spirit. See me, I die and I'm a begin man and I'm a general. Now, nobody know Boon Samber and best say body. Instead, they say, oh, womb and befan and co. If so, Papa Yada. Masa babu ne se se enkan ti sa so no se na fa o yade no te je so bi amanyimi. So Paul was maintaining the heart of the church, which is the spirit. Se hunkunku enye fi we ti obefie mu akọ ebi ti Paul dealt with it. That's how the apostle treated the body of Christ. But ene obi a yesi so no so en obi osika wa ti asori ye se endorsing. I came across one man of God on the social media platform. So E.J. Newton, he used to follow this professor on my Bobo Korun. And what tell him all man a story. And according to Senor Khan, it's like, Nyeme bi omu condemn, and no bi an omu ye. Now I say, Agbala. Agbala wo eduma no omu ye. Agbala. And he's preaching against their teaching of third eye. Third eye. How to use your third eye to see. These are demonic stuff. Yeah. Ne afre. And look at who associate yourself with. If you endorse people that God doesn't have an endorsement with, that's what happens to you. These are the people that are endorsing. Yeah. They go with the father thing. They bless you. They bring you dollars. Yeah. Could be. Prophet told me, hard dream. Man of God. So, yeah. Can we go into the spirit? Yeah, we are about to delve into the spirit. Say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Let me have an encounter.
Let me have an encounter.
With you. Say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Give me fire.
Give me fire.
Say, let the fire,
let the fire
of the Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost
be activated in my life. And cause me to rise in your power. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You understand the rise of also. You see humility personified. Oh, yeah. And he commands his house to worship the Lord. Go to Proverbs, is there? A wise man. Go to how they do, a righteous man, how they organize their home. Go to Abraham, how he commanded his home to worship God. Go to them. Go to the scripture and go and find out. When they were going to find a wife for his son Isaac, go and see what the son was doing. He was meditating within the day, pacing up and down, and he saw the wife from afar. And the wife also saw from afar. Oh, who need down? But by no who need kunu fi etuno sifi ponkonoso. Omu wari ko si evie ye. Omu wari ko si evie ye. Because the man's passion was for God first. And son Obano so didn't hundi ebe kao. Into Obano who said, we nya purpose. Obano who said, the purpose is obe wama mi enu. Ah, my God. On se beme yi, o wanya mitu miyase. Iti ma wari idye, me ura pampapem. Obre mu no hu sa, ma mi enu kwa ni ntokwa. Na ba akubi, ena nyambe yusu. Onu no hu ne nyame pe. Ano share se, ne nyame pe no. Ne nsa pe kane nyame ashe se. Nyame kia mi se on tiyase ye. Iti if you have a man who is not under authority, you are in trouble with a woman. Hey, listen to me. Look for a man that is under Christ. Because they are very hard to find. That's why they can't marry a man in the church again. Because no one who knows. Also, because I want to mean tricky, baby. Yeah, I know tricky. One child bed, my bed 5 a week. Never catch us here. About a mother, keep back home. What to me? Never catch us here. Don't worry. Into matter, sorry, the Musa. Yeah, because you are messy. Yeah. Because I'm going for body a year, Juma. Jesus. Yeah, they are working overtime. Yeah, I see they are working overtime. Bodiano, kazi bodiano. Jesus. Bodia bi ye juma. Jesus Christ. Hey, kazi ho mercy. I don't want to have members who marry because of sex. Young men, young women, don't marry because of sex. It will destroy you. Don't marry because of sex. Yeah, okwa dokura fashion. Father. Hallelujah. Father. Let me catch us here. Me kasawa how? Kasana anoye dio. Me church and sim. Tomorrow morning, young men, our day is smooth, sir. But master, young men and women, don't think that marriage is a place of semi-heavy. It's not heavy. There's no semi-heavy there. It's a place of work, hard work. You have to work your mind, work your heart, work your body, work everything. Your money, your distance, your time, your. Juma, Juma. And he said, only Christ am wu. Say Christ don't nima. Tie the mekan. Say Christ don't nima rema. A big problem. Problem basis sa. E kan ka ba ko don nima na ba ko don nima. Ana ba ko Christ nyi baba na ba ko nyi baba. Mo be bressa. E mo be bressa. Because there are protocols and ordinances. And yes, I na to nyame mu a, master there's error. How you din? Sometimes no. Enyi nche bet mama ni pa yera. You see how the wisdom of God is working. Oh no, she kwa nipa ne kra be wie ni ho. It is oh she na so won tembe bo nipa na obefren. So sana nyame na ade because ne kra ne hia ne sin bibia. Onyan kodi nipa ne be bibi, but because of nipa ne to me fa no ma nyame regulations niti. I was saying ma kwa ma sa de ni si. Se ne be ya. Ne kra en koyera on this side ne tin koyera di nyama bonsam tuma ayera nipa dedika isikape the tossum you know, a warrior. Sikape, a warrior, mo Christian, you cry. A warrior, dee. But me disikechi, a diawariechi. Bao crano. I know ya do a home. Me canu crano, unita maker, me porgia. Some of us are interceding. We are praying. Father, have mercy. That's why Jesus said they are weightier matters of the kingdom. Judgment, mercy. Weightier matters. Jesus said, your premature death is God's mercy. You don't know. You don't know. That's God's mind. What front? At the age of 45, where we are? Now, by heaven, I mean, because I'm going to be 70, I'll be doing what I'm going to be. That's the same wisdom I put you to my man on in the papa could you die. I said, but some best saying in the pediano, none of them in the wait here, matters. These are the things that our father should be dealing with. The month now. You have a prophet standing before you, eh? I am dead to Christ. I live and I die to Christ. Not come and see Prophet Emmanuel. He's guarding the ecclesia. Some of you don't know how much I'm preaching with love for you. Hey, I've learned to love Christ, to love you dearly. Everybody, I love you equally. I love you with the love of God. I care for your soul because anything can cause you to perish. And I have forbid myself to be an instrument to lead people to destruction. I forbid myself. And let me be clear, I have nothing against any father. Me, I don't want what they have. Some of the things that they do, me, I can't do. So I don't force myself to go and do something that I can't do. Is somebody get what I'm saying? Me dimilem. God will give us genuine brothers and sisters on this part. Yeah. That will come and help us do what we are doing. God will give us. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, now, everybody listen to me. Do you have the authority and the power to bind them to loose? Why? The Lord just gave it to you. It's true. So how? By praying. Okay. What goes into the prayer? Okay. Stating of the word. I like the word fasting and prayer. What will cause you to do that? The Holy Ghost. How does the Holy Ghost come? By praying. How then does the Holy Ghost help you to pray? I like the answers he's giving me. I like the word humble you have used. Also, am I a protocol? But why is it that we bind and loose and doesn't bind and loose? Because of sin. What kind of sin? Disobeying God's word and doing things that are against God's word. So you have helped me to preach here. So now I'm going to show you what the disobedience are. Can I now help you? The obedience and the sin. Somebody clap for. I satisfy me so. Meaning there are people at least who are in God. Yeah. God bless your soul. Amen. How many of you understand the binding and losing and why we can't bind and lose as a church anymore? Matthew 18. Me be gana fi ai bomb pai. Kasi Yehovah power. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At the time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? I see, he called a little child and had him stand among them. So look at what Jesus is doing. Disciples said, who is the greatest? Who is the greatest? Before Jesus make us an offer, abofra. Jesus said, how? Question no beside no and Jesus free abofra ne be jino muntem. Hey, papa, kasi papa Yesu.
Papa Yesu.
Unkwa ni no. Jesus, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Of Rabofra, say, bra, akolabra, no dimbejina umuntem. Practical, Jesus here. Entire me say, I'm here practical hand. God me see fear. Why here practical? Of Rabofra, no di akolan dimbejina ni. He called a little child and had him stand among them. Continue. And he said, I tell you the truth. It is just do I catch him say sanity. Unless you change and become like little children, you will never, the word there is never, enter the kingdom of heaven.
Micho
den take so be bring kan hin no. Mbetero. Never Jesus na kasa wa ha no. Uko for Bible is written in red. Never. I see. Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Who is the greatest in the kingdom? And the confessor, I do any about. Question A, B, sign. Are you like a child? Have you been a child of God? Somebody God can just easily control at his will. He can just use you anyhow, like a child. Yeah, yeah, serious. And Jesus answered the disciples for who being the greatest. It's the greatness, nyamimpo. Did Jesus say, oh, greatness there? Yeah. Kingdom no recognize greatness, but greatness no style recognize. And Jesus said, I'm more drain. And to visit me, I send Peter more sumo. I said, Peter, and then sumo was sumo, great. Or say, the Abema wire great cartoon. I said, he called a little child and had him stand among them. Kotre. I said, he said, I tell you the truth. Unless you change and become like you, you will never. It's Peter, and yes, my son, me. Won't you say, Bufra unko? I said, I'll catch you. Yes, I'm new. I'll catch you, Peter. I said, Peter, so I know what is up, Bufra. My hinia, now wood in a hand, now wood me in a hand. Wow, Bufra no jam. I'm going to go heavy, jam. But what's on me? Why you made jumau? But unko heavy. How many of you are like a child? How many of you have become like this? Like children. Yeah. Are you like a child? Are you like children? Can God say, this is my child? When you won't. Say we have horns, cry. So do you have horns? You have horns? Yeah. Unless you become like this child, you will never enter. This is the teaching of Jesus. The Jesus in the moment we Christopher. When you track it different, when you be a school, Okasa, a sisu, Wanwate, Ako school, Nimadia, who your business, who pesca. But heaven corner, and your usher, why yet? Heaven corner, and your prophet, how are you? Heaven corner, and your associate pastor, how are you? Heaven corner, and your prayer tower, how are you? Heaven will run, Jesus, and they will give you away. Give you. Why it is abofra.
And that concludes today's powerful sermon. Thank you for joining us, and remember to make God's word a standard for your life. Stay tuned for more thought-provoking messages on our social media handles on Facebook and Instagram at City of Consecration Ministries, and our audio streaming platforms on AudioMac and Spotify at Prophet Emmanuel Osei Akoto Podcast and YouTube, or call 030-398-0200 or visit our website at cocministries.com. Until next week, may God's peace and blessings be with you. Amen.